Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Cakes. Yeah, but yeah, they'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. So, yeah, Cream Fiend.
I wouldn't say that.
Wow, Ethan. We've got a fucking intro.
That took me so long to figure out how to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's more than I would have done.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Which is nothing, so anything I don't do is more than you would have done.
I had one job on this. Welcome to the podcast, Jared.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, hi, guys.
We've got Jared Moore on the pod.
No, good to be here.
He's our second favourite Jared after Jared Fogel.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a lot in common.
Love eating sandwiches.
That's a joke.
Yeah, I had one job on this podcast, Jared, and it was to upload the podcast to like iTunes and Spotify and all that.
Right.
And it just never got done.
So where's it uploaded to?
Ethan took over that job as well.
Yeah. It just goes out on like an RSS feed. So it goes out on Spotify.
So you're gonna say you store it on hard drives and you're mailing out hard drives to people. It's just the most expensive and counterproductive way of doing it.
We haven't gotten to that stage yet. After we get Me Too'd, then we'll fucking have to move to that format.
Well, I feel like we'd probably have a Me Too moment coming in after this podcast.
Knowing
what you're like, Jared.
More than likely. Yeah. More than likely.
Yeah.
He's going to rape Mitch.
Yeah.
On air.
And it won't be the thing like raping me that'll get him in trouble.
No.
He'll go out later and joke about it, and that's where people will take offense.
Yeah.
No, people will be offended because I've raped you and you're a man.
Mm.
And it'll be making the gay community look bad. And that's why I'll get Me Too'd.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be a mess.
So is this live or is this...
No, it's not live.
Oh, thank fuck.
Yeah, thank fuck.
I should have told you before we started. It's not live. Anything that you say that you want to like cut out, you got like a week before we edit it and put it out. So if you're like, I was pretty fucking bad.
Except for the Patreon users.
The Patreon gets the video, like the raw feed.
Okay.
But if there is something like really...
You have a Patreon?
Yeah.
Nice.
No one fucking subscribes. It's like,
no, we got
like $6 a month.
Yeah.
That's a couple.
Fucking rolling in it.
That's six people, isn't it? Because you do dollar?
We got one for $5 and
nice.
Yeah. And one's my girlfriend for a dollar.
Yeah.
Nice. That's so good.
Yeah. Killing it. Killing the podcast game.
Tanya also wanted to donate a dollar. And I'm like, why? She's like, because like, you know.
It makes it look better.
I'm like, I am not giving Patreon 30 cents a month just to look better.
It's that thing, though. Like, if more people start jumping on board with it and people see that there's heaps of people subscribed, more people are likely to subscribe.
Maybe.
People are fucking dumb sheep. Mm-hmm. They're like, it must be good.
That's why you got to get, like, go to one of those crowd hiring websites and just get a bunch of bots to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've thought about doing that for like the YouTube views and shit. And I'm like, I don't fucking care enough.
Right.
Like, what's the point? The most I've done is post this on like a Reddit on like Cunts Down Under. And it got like 700 views on one of the videos the other week. Yeah. And that's all I've done.
That's nice. Marketing. Did they like it?
Like, it was pretty funny. The main like comment was like, what the fuck is this garbage? Yeah, fair enough.
That's very good.
And then other people were like, we were talking about smoking weed or something. And they're like, oh, in America, we call it snapping bowls.
Snapping bowls.
We were talking about punching cones.
Right.
Yeah. There was a bit of conversation going on about that, but that's about fucking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Never heard snapping bowls before. I like it, though.
Yeah? Yeah. Snapping bowls sounds like you took a fucking shit in Australia.
Yeah. Like, if I walked up to you and I'm like, oh, I just snapped a bowl, you'd be like, you sat on my toilet and broke it, didn't you, you fat fuck?
Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe there's a bit there.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So, yeah, we just fucking talk shit for an hour, basically, and then, it's been going all right. I think this is, like, episode 41, something like that.
Yeah.
So, is it weekly or bi-weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sick.
We we had a little bit of a break when the whole corona thing came out, and we were like, oh, it might be the end of the world. Probably got other things to do rather than
podcast. Says this, he was just being a lazy cunt. And he was playing video games.
I was playing so many video games. I was playing fucking Dragon Ball Z, actually.
Oh, really?
Talking about that earlier.
Yep.
All the mad Dragon Ball Z figurines in here that no one can see because the camera setup's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see a little bit of orange.
Yeah. A little bit of Goku leg there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need another webcam, but I can't fucking get any because everyone's working from home.
Yeah.
And they've bought out all the webcams. It's fucked.
Just so they can put funny fucking backgrounds behind them. That's the only reason.
That's weird. My mum did that, was trying to set that up, and it was the funniest shit I've ever seen. Because it was like, because she's, you know, she's white, and I'm white, and we're all really white, and our walls are white, so it was just like, yeah, you're part of the wall.
Yeah.
When, like, is this shade of white is what our walls are? Mm-hmm. And the Zoom thing was like, yeah, your face is also that.
Yeah. And getting, like, chroma keyed out.
Yeah, I was getting basically chroma keyed out, green screen my face. It was insane. Yeah.
You should have just done blackface for your Zoom calls.
Yeah, well, that's what we've had to do. I'm not going to paint the walls. That's too... fucking black walls, that's terrible. You need white ones to reflect the light. But blackface... good.
It's easy, and it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It's on the internet forever.
Mm.
As soon as you do blackface, you're fucked.
I'm hoping it'll come back in fashion.
Blackface?
Yeah.
It already has. I mean, you got the Prime Minister of Canada doing it.
Yeah. Trudeau.
Yeah, he's like, it's something about, I have women in my cabinet now. And and then he's like, and I'm do blackface. And it's like, what? This perfectly balanced as all things should be.
Yeah. Like there's a yin and there's a yang.
Yeah.
It's like that Thanos meme where he's got the thing. Yeah.
That was funny as fuck because, he's super left leaning.
He's the most woke. He's the most woke dude in the world. Because, everyone who's, I'm pretty sure, I'd say most people who are, woke are not. It's just pretend.
Yeah, yeah. There's a reason that they're doing it, and it's not for caring about other people.
It's to hide their hundreds of rape allegations. That's usually what it is.
Unlike us, where we just wear our rape allegations on our sleeves.
Yeah. Well, you just got to be honest. I think that's one trait everyone values is if you're honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Louis had have come out and told everyone that he likes to jerk off in front of other comedians, just sitting around in a podcast, that's what I'm into. I like to ambush my coworkers.
He wasn't ambushing though. He was asking them directly to their
places.
No,
you can ambush people with a question, 100%. Get someone put them on the spot.
It's like those YouTube videos where it's like people in the middle of a shopping center and they ask people to marry them.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
Or like those people, the charity people.
Yeah,
to like when I was in defence, they used to always get me if I was outside in uniform. No. They're like, "Oh yeah, you're in uniform." Like use that as an opening, and then I got to listen to their 5-minute spiel because they don't stop talking.
Right.
Mm. And you're like, "Oh fuck, no, I don't want to sign up for your charity."
I used to be one of those cunts, so I know how to deal with them, and that is just to walk away.
I just lie about my age to them.
Because
they're like, I don't know why, but they have some rule where it's like you have to be 21
to donate to
things. I don't know why 21 when 18 is the age for everything else, like drinking and voting and whatever, but they're like 20.
It's probably fake, but it's like it's become like just the unwritten rule, so everyone just believes it now.
Right.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Because you can sign a contract.
Yeah, I always lie about my age. I won't be able to get away for longer, but I look pretty young, so when they talk to me, I'd be like, I'm 12 years old, man. Just 12 years old and 6 foot four or whatever I am.
Yeah.
You're a tall motherfucker.
Yeah, it's really hard to buy pants.
Same for me, but the complete opposite. Like
he has to buy your pants and then get them chopped.
Yep.
Really? Well, you can't extend them. Because there's no extra fabric. You can only reduce the fabric.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I used to make... I made the joke.
Were you writing a joke on that?
Yeah. I have to go shopping at Big and Tall and then just get the tall removed from every pant, set of pants that I buy.
Yeah, that's the insane thing as well, is people have said to me, just go to Big and Tall. It's like, but I'm not a fat fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like tall and normal weight. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, that shop just assumes that anyone who's tall has to become fat as fuck. Like, it's an unwritten, like you said, an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Short people can't be fat either. Or if they are, people don't want to see them anyway, so they don't need pants.
Yeah.
Just stay at home.
It's come a full circle back to Jared Fogle. That's where my mind's going. Like, was it the sandwiches or was it fucking all them kids?
Even his big pants.
I've got a new weight loss program for you, Mitchell. But it's the stress of knowing that the FBI is watching you.
Yeah.
That's what made him lose all those keys.
Yeah. Fuck, man. He got shit and piss thrown at him, like in prison.
Yeah.
They're like, they had him out in the yard and they had him like, he was walking past all the normal like inmates and they just all threw shit and piss on him.
Normal as they throw shit and piss. Yeah. Like,
and then like, he's like looked at the guards like, this is fucked.
Oh, the guards don't care.
Yeah, no, and the guards are just like, I'm not going near you. You're covered in shit and piss. And he just had to sit up on a hill by himself.
My brother did nurse's placement in the biggest maximum security prison in Australia.
Yeah.
So he got to meet Ivan Milat. He actually met Ivan Milat and he's met the guy who burnt down that nursing home. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
So that
Ivan Milat killed my auntie.
What?
Yeah, legit.
Wow.
They think.
Really?
Yeah. It hasn't been like proven, but
it
was around when
there's always
was,
like
whatever.
Yeah.
There's always like whenever they get like a serial killer, there's like they're like, oh, he probably did. We got him on 4, and he's in prison for life or gets a death penalty if it's in another country. And it's like, but we think he killed up to 80 people. And it's like, well, hold up, why don't you only got him on 4? Like it's like
he's just like, yeah, close enough.
Ones. Yeah, the freaking
he got him. They got him on the 4 that got away too.
Yeah,
like the attempted murders.
They What's his name? Bloody Ted Bundy. They got him on like 12 murders and he killed 90 something people.
They reckon it was in the triple digits. He was saying, he said to one of the police officers or someone, he goes, when they catch this person, it's going to be in like the triple digits. Like it'll be unlike anything anyone's ever seen before. And he was, the reason why he never like disclosed any of the murders is because he was using it as a bargaining chip to get off death row.
Yeah. He didn't talk about it till the day he was.
I just remember doing MDMA that time and then the next morning, fuckhead over here puts on like Ted Bundy documentary on Netflix. I'm like, this is
great.
Awful. I'm coming down.
Yeah.
This is bad.
That was great. Shit? That was a good documentary.
You fucking psycho. I hated that documentary though. Not for the, like, it was an alright documentary, but it painted him as like this romantic sort of dude. So then you had all these artos just being like, "Oh, I love Ted Bundy," because they're trying to be edgy. And it's like,
but
oh,
that's how he would. That's how he would get them.
Yeah, that's
he would do that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He pretend he had a fucking broken leg, and he had a puppy and shit, and man,
I don't think he was that like attractive though. I think they hammed it up a
bit.
No,
it was like they got I got Zac Efron to play him in that movie. And it's like, Zac Efron is way more attractive than Ted Bundy based on that photo.
Yeah.
Like, Zac Efron's like a 10.
I think it's more just the fact that people are willing to, like, help someone out if they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, he was just preying on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a... That movie where Zac Efron plays him, there's a couple of scenes where Zac fucking, like, he looks just like him.
Mm.
Like it's uncanny.
Really? Oh yeah, yeah.
The scene where he comes out of the elevator and they're doing that public thing.
He does
fucking look like him. Heaps.
I think that's why they picked him because he looks very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, with the prison thing and Jared Fogle, backtracking a bit, but it's like my brother said that the guards are like no different to the people who are in the prison as well.
Yeah, because they're there all the time.
They don't give a shit about if people throw in piss and whatever.
Yeah,
like my girlfriend's dad was a prison warden, and he's not like that. But he had like boiling water thrown in his face.
Fuck.
Yeah, and that's when
Does
he that got
fuck him up. Like,
no, he looks fine now. Yeah. But it got. I mean, he's got PTSD, but it didn't give him face scarring or anything.
Yeah,
but he's out of, he's not working there anymore. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd kind of be like the last straw for me. I'm not going back there actually to work.
Oh yeah, he got assaulted like 12 times or something in the 10 years he worked there. It's insane.
And they don't get paid that well, do they?
No.
It's just
normal. It's just like a normal job. You get paid the same if you worked at Coles.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
I was actually weird too, because I was thinking about this just on my own. But I was like, they should make like every prison like a military camp. Like, in the way that you have to fucking just, like, run around and do everything, and you're always tired, like, never give them a chance to recover, because that'd stop so many issues. When you're tired, you're just like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, have whatever. A bunch of fit fucking inmates
ready
to go.
Well, they're fucking, that's a lot of them probably are already fit, though. All they do is work out.
A lot of them do that anyway.
Yeah.
Like, there's workout yards and shit for them there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, like, implementing a regime of keeping all your prisoners fit as fuck, ready to go, is a great idea.
Like, military prison out at, what's it called? I can't remember the suburb, out in Sydney now.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they do. Like, you have to run. And, like, everywhere you go, you have to run. You have to ask for permission for everything you do.
Yeah.
And it's like the most fucking, it's the worst of the worst thing you could ever go through. And there was a guy at our unit who was getting transported. And they're like, he's about to go to jail. And the family's like, oh, what'll happen? And the CEO's just like, well, he's going to lose a lot of weight. he's going to come out ripped.
So what you're saying is you need to go to
military prison.
Yeah.
I never discharged.
He's
going
to come out being even better at committing crimes.
Yeah.
He's like, he went in there for assault, and when he gets out, he's going to be so strong.
Yeah, he's going to go out and start fighting for the UFC.
So you never actually discharged. You're still in service.
Well, no, I've signed all the paperwork, but I didn't do the discharge. They're like, they wanted to make me jump through all these hoops. And I'm like, no.
I can't jump.
Yeah. I'm too fat. Like, oh, no, you have to come here. And like, I like returned all of my kitting. And they're like, oh, there's some shit missing. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, I can't sign the piece of paper. I'm like, I don't care, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's just like, that isn't usually the response I get. I'm like, well, that's the response you're getting, dude. And then there was this sergeant who's like ringing me up. He's like, you've got to come down to Sydney to like, so the CEO can like give you your fucking piece of paper and shake your hand and stuff. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, just post it to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, but you've got to like sign out in like different, you got to walk around different parts of the base and say, hi, I'm leaving the Air Force. Can you please sign this?
Do the whole song and dance and shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, where
does
the paper? Yeah, I was fucking like, yeah. And then I'm like, so where does this piece of paper go? And like, oh, it goes to Canberra. I'm like, no, it fucking doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, because I handed the lady the piece of paper. I'm like, here's my piece of paper. And she's like, oh, some of it's not signed. I'm like, yeah, no, it's not. She's like, okay. And just put it on a desk. That was it. They gave me my long service, paid me out for that, and fuck it. If I'm going to Holsworthy,
oh, that's where it is.
He found the fucking
place, ladies and gentlemen.
Holsworthy.
He got there. Thank fuck. Jeez, that story went nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah. Nowhere fast.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
So if you're in defence, you don't actually have to fucking discharge or do any of that shit.
For all our listeners in defence.
So when you quit, is that just a regular discharge, or is it like, is it an honourable discharge?
There's no such thing in defence, like in Australian. Like,
really?
There's no like.
So that's just American bullshit.
Yeah, it's American. Like, that's where it comes from. But I was like, I hurt my knee, and it really wasn't that bad, but it was just like a niggling thing over time, and it was on my records, and then I went on leave without pay for 6 months, and then I was going to discharge. And then while I was on that leave without pay, they called me up and like, oh, you had this knee thing that never got resolved. We're medically discharging you. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, sick. Because it means like I get a white card, means like I got my long service leave paid out early, because I only did 9.5 years. I was 6 months off the 10. So I got all my long service paid out pro rata.
Do you get if you get 10? You get a fucking pension or some shit. Well, they got rid of
You still get long service, but you got to stay in for 10.
Oh.
And I was like, I'll lose more money staying in defense than, like, I ended up, because I left and got a well-paying job.
Yep. Anyway, the point of the show is we're trying to figure out, like, what not to do in fucking comedy.
Right.
Like, how to not do comedy. That's the name of the show.
Right. So one of the things is you tell the premise of the show, you wait, like, 35 minutes
before
you
talk about the premise. Yeah, yeah, right, gotcha. Yeah, to get everyone on the ball.
Yeah.
But, like, you had a break from comedy for a bit. Like, you were not comedying. How do you do that?
How do you do what?
Just not comedy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was on a roll before. I was on a roll before COVID. Like, I was doing some of the best stand-up sets I've ever done. And, you know, James was getting that Watt Street room started up.
Yeah, that was going well.
There was another room. I think Eddie was starting two more rooms. There was a bunch of rooms starting up in Newcastle. And
you're like, I should probably try now.
Yeah, and people were going to, but some people were going to book me or whatever. That would have been nice, but then all this happened.
Yep.
So
I remember saying to you, like, a couple of weeks before it all, like, shut down, I was like, all of a sudden you went from, like, just attacking the crowd and making it uncomfortable for everyone to, like, doing proper bits and fucking killing. Like, you get off stage and I'm like, holy fuck, dude, that was awesome. Like, watching, like, all of a sudden, it was after Raw, or leading up to Raw, when you started just taking it more seriously again.
Leading up to Raw. Yeah, it was like, I don't know. I didn't really take it serious, because if you're just doing sets week on week, and then you're not building towards anything, and you don't get booked for anything, that's like, well, why the fuck do I care?
Yeah, it's disheartening.
Yeah, so I just stopped caring. And
yeah.
We all saw the effects of that.
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong. When I attacked the crowd, it was funny. For me. And then it was funny.
The comics up the back enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The crowd didn't, obviously. It made them intensely uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But that poorhouse gig. Holy fuck, that was funny.
Which one?
The poorhouse. The one gig that we did at the poorhouse at Maitland.
What's the poorhouse?
It was Maitland, or was it fucking...
Yeah, no, it was Maitland.
Yeah. It was that...
Did I do that?
I'm pretty sure you were there, man. It was like, the mic was like on tiles, and every time someone went to like pick up the mic, it would like crash on the tiles and shit, and just the crowd just didn't know what the fuck comedy was, pretty much. It was real awkward.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I've tried to watch that set from that night.
Oh, it's fucked.
Yeah. You're just like, oh my God, shut up, cunt.
The night was sort of building to a point like, everyone was eating dick to begin with, and then it started coming up, and then you got on, and it just fucking killed all momentum of the show. It's just like a fucking, like, what the fuck just happened? We didn't get him back after that.
Nah.
It was hilarious.
And the MC was calling that dude a pedophile, and he was a teacher.
that's such a good bit. I like that. God, calling people in the crowd pedophiles is always so funny.
Fucking funny. It's got to be one of the worst things.
Just accuse someone of being the worst, like saying you do the worst crime.
Yeah.
The worst one. Like, there's nothing worse than being a pedophile, I don't think.
Yeah.
And just call a stranger in public that is
Didn't know he was a teacher before he called him that, and then the dude's like, yeah, I'm a teacher.
And then he's like, time to double down.
Yeah.
It's like, turn it up to 11. Let's go.
That was fucking...
So you used to do the comedy room at the uni.
Yeah, I ran the comedy club at uni. I couldn't find anyone to inherit it, so that's why it shut down.
Fair enough.
Basically, like, it's like... no one in the comedy scene is at uni. Not a single person. And the only person I thought who was going to go to uni was Elliot, and he didn't end up going to uni, so he couldn't take the club. So,
I started uni, I think, as it died, because the posters were like still up around the uni. It was like the fucking actual club with the spikes in it and shit. I was like, that is fucking terrible. Let's go see what this is about. The comedy club. And it was like, on the poster was like a club with spikes on it and shit. I'm like, oh, this is some good shit. Let's go check what this is about. And like, when I went to go...
People look at it and go,
I get what
it's a club.
Yeah, very clever.
Very clever.
And there was that one, and that one had already passed. And I was like waiting for new posters for like the next fucking comedy club
Oh, yeah, I gave no one any warning.
And it was just gone. Yeah. Like, what the fuck happened to that? Damn. Yeah. That was before I started comedy.
The uni liked us as well.
Yeah.
They liked that we were doing shows. And, like, whenever someone would do... Whenever, like, Matt Okine or someone else came down... I think it was Matt Okine and Nazeen Hussain.
Yeah,
that guy. He came down and they'd get us to open for them.
Oh, yeah.
They get one of us to open for them. So, like, Roger Lee opened for Matt Okine. And I forget who opened for that Matt guy. Matt Hussain or whatever.
Nazeem Hussain.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I don't know. Not like he's a huge comedian or anything.
I don't watch or care about comedy, so I don't like. Yeah, I've never watched. I get made fun of. I get made fun of a lot by people in the scene.
You really?
And like Elliot, Luke, and James and whatnot will be like, "You've never watched a comedy special." And I go, "Yeah, I've never watched a comedy special. I've watched like three in my entire life."
Have you not?
No,
honestly,
I don't watch specials. I don't watch comedy. I don't like watching comedy. I only like doing it, and I like going to see it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that sort of view on shit. Like, I don't like watching sport of any kind. Like, it fucking bores the shit out of me, but I like doing stuff like that. I couldn't watch surfing ever.
Oh, yeah, no.
Fuck that.
And, like, watching cricket.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, it is the worst sport to watch.
Yeah. I've sat down and watched a 5-day of cricket. I've actually sat down and watched. Yeah, India versus
Australia. Were you
camping
or something? Like, what the
fuck? No, I was at my girlfriend's in Sydney. She was at school. That sounded way worse than it actually was. Yeah. I was about to, like, I'd left school. I was about to go into defense. So I was spending a week with her.
Mitch was in year 9 because.
So you just left high school and she was in primary school?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she had preschool and then daycare, like afternoon daycare.
Yeah, right, Yeah. So just put the telly on, we'd watch cricket.
Yeah. Otherwise, she'd want to watch, like, Dora the Explorer or some shit.
And I can't, it just gets me too hard.
Yeah, like, oh, man, I got a thing for Latino girls.
Oh, man, they made a... I don't know if they've made it yet, but they made, like, a live-action
Dora the Explorer. Yeah.
And
they put, like, a 20-something-year-old actress who's...
Such a bad idea.
Who is probably one of the hottest women who's ever existed.
Yeah, it was...
She's playing like a... Dora's meant to be like 2 or something. Like, she's not...
6.
Yeah, 6 or something.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, she's definitely 6.
I'm definitely watching it, though. Like, 100%.
Ah,
I'm not missing out.
The Rule 34 that's going to come out of that is going to be insane.
There would already be. So much.
I'm pretty sure it was a chick who Justin Bieber was rooting before he got Christian. What's her name? She's got a Latino name.
I don't fucking care. It doesn't matter.
Have you seen Justin Bieber's priest?
What? His priest?
Yeah, Justin Bieber's priest. He's got like his own personal like priest.
What is he now? What denomination?
I don't know. Oh. Catholic.
Nice.
He's doing the Michael Jackson.
He's like a fucking
relive his childhood.
Like this dude looks like a fit fucking surfy hipster dude. Like walks around just in shorts with like his dick root. He's everything I want to be apart from the religious side of it. You know, like that dude's got some fucking like skeletons in his closet. 100%. But you don't know what I'm talking about because you've never seen him. So let's just move on.
Okay, let's do that. Fucking Stanhope's got a new special coming out.
Oh, sick.
Which I'm pretty keen
to check out. To not watch it.
Yeah. You've never seen any Dad Stanhope?
Stanhope's right up your alley.
I'm sure he is, but I will not be watching it. I don't like...
really comedy.
Someone sent me a Mark Norman thing. The other day, they were like, you got to watch this, Mark Norman. I watched like 10 minutes of it, and I was like, yeah, it's funny, but it's, you know, it's a stand-up special.
It's everything that I'll never be, so I don't want to watch it.
Basically.
I get fucking upset when I watch like really, really good comedy. I'm like, fuck, not in a million years.
Yeah, you got to put it in the context of the crowd wants to be there.
Yeah,
it's nothing like doing open mics every
week. Nah, I reckon like Chappelle could go to Crown and Anchor.
Oh, Dave Chappelle could. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's Dave
that's
Chappelle.
One of the best comedians in the world.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like those people.
There's like local acts, not necessarily in Newcastle, but around the Sydney area, who Sydney, Newcastle, sort of east coast of Australia area, who can go to Crown and Anchor and make the rest of us look bad. Like really bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, most of them have been doing it for fucking ages too, and have put in heaps of hours.
Mm.
And I've done fuck all in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 years, and now this fucking spanner in the works with the whole COVID thing. It's just like ruined all momentum, pretty much. Like I felt like I was starting to sort of figure it out a little bit, like what to do on stage, and like being a bit more comfortable on stage.
Well, you won't suddenly become worse at stand-up. Once everyone goes back, everyone will be like rusty.
Yeah.
But it'll, within like 2 weeks, everyone will be back to normal, basically.
Doing the same shit.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone will have some great, really original COVID-related bits.
I'm not doing any.
I haven't written any. Actually, I've written bits that aren't about COVID.
Yeah.
I
think that's what everyone's doing, to be honest. I don't think anyone's going to fucking try and write COVID bits.
We need
a fucking, like, a foghorn or something to go off every time someone mentions
that's
COVID.
That's Jared. He is the foghorn that goes off. When you start doing shitty bits, he's just like, ugh. From the fucking back of the room.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking cunt.
I love doing that.
I think you've fucking stumped me like two or three times.
Sorry, I'll stop doing that.
No, that's fine. I like it. It's funny as shit.
I do it to everyone, and like, I'll boo Elliot, and because he deserves it. And like, if Luke does something, I'll boo him. I'll boo anyone who does anything.
It's out of love. It's not a hatred thing.
Yeah, that's what I tell people.
Yeah. And then I go home and fucking put holes in their voodoo dolls that I've made of them. There was one time we were doing that bushfire relief gig at the Stag and Hunter, and it was in the middle of the day, and I got on stage and started just doing my fucking shitty act, and you're like, oh, like yelled something out that completely fucked up my flow, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just not even going to do bits.
No one did well. No one did well. If anyone doesn't know at home, for reference, someone's great idea was to do a stand-up show at fucking midday on Australia Day I had a lot of fun. Eddie wouldn't put me on the lineup. Everyone was I just kept asking Eddie, I was like, put me on the lineup. Trust me, I won't just insult you. And,
which is exactly what would have happened.
Yeah, I would have insulted the idea of this. That's what I would have done. But yeah.
Oh, man. I was going to do that show, but I ended up getting fucking munted the night before and didn't get up until 11. Up.
He was doing bongs and nangs and all sorts of shit, MDMA.
Man, I keep seeing nangs everywhere. I don't know, is COVID the like talent, the season of nangs? Yeah. Is that what's
That's
happening
it, man.
With COVID?
We're sponsored, actually, by Cream Fiend. Now
they don't know what you're using it for. Is that?
Yeah.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Definitely do. But as long as you don't say it to them directly as they're handing over the package, they don't give a fuck.
So we love whipped cream. I just fucking love it.
Kitchen accessories are fucking, it's my jam.
Can it kill you? Like, I got a mate who did nangs once, and he didn't die, but looked pretty bad.
Yeah, like, they won't kill you.
It looks like they give
like you... Like, your lips go a bit purple sometimes, and you fit out, and you can, but...
Fucking hell.
Like, it's only asphyxiation.
The worst shit I've heard from it is, like, nerve damage from doing it too much, because you're depriving, like, your brain of oxygen.
Right.
So, some people have ended up a bit fucked up from that, but nothing you can't recover from. But they've got, serious addictions. They're going through, like, packs of the shit a day.
Yeah, no, I keep seeing nangs everywhere, just on the road.
Yeah.
Just literally in the middle of the road.
As fuck.
Just so nangs on the road. And it's like, are people doing it in their car and just throwing it out
the
window?
Probably, as they're driving.
Yeah, bloody recycle them. What are you doing?
Oh, you can't recycle them. That's
the
thing I heard.
They're made of steel, aren't they?
No, but they've got this shit inside them. It's like some plastic crap inside the canister. And it's funny because all the hippies love doing them. They care so much about the environment, but they're just fucking it up. It was like a Vice article about how nangs are fucking destroying the environment. Vice is so woke.
The last Vice article, or not article, like video I watched, was that blonde chick who does all their sex ed ones?
Yeah.
Of her just fucking a rubber doll.
Oh, like, that...
Yeah. She's got mad titties.
No, her name's fucking Slut the Slut Ever Girl. Yeah. It's called Slut Ever or something.
Yeah.
Her name, I forget what her name is, but she's on Pornhub as well.
So. Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Does she do butt stuff?
No, there's only one video of her and it's not great, but you do get to see her naked. Yeah. So,
that'll be Mitch's fap of the week.
I love seeing, like, finding someone who's not in porn on Pornhub. Like, that is
Lem de la creme. That video, right, where she's fucking a male doll, right, and then it's just on video and she's, like, describing it to the camera, and it's, like, it's just on YouTube. And it's like, is this legal? Like, what about, like, is it?
Yeah.
It's education.
It's fucking YouTube. And it's like, it's not really, they're like, it's educational. It's like, is it? Because it's like,
you're just. Only a hot blonde chick can get away with that. Yeah. Well, I can't get away with that.
No way you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm not,
I don't know. It just comes off as like being like, oh, I'm going to teach people about pedophilia. Today, and what I'm going to do is go past the school. Yeah. And
here's my child doll that I got from Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is a thing now, which is crazy.
100%.
You can buy children dolls. And, you know, a lot of people were saying, like, oh, it doesn't... it actually, if you give it to the pedos, it will mean they won't offend. And then that immediately just got blown out of the fucking water because they did.
Yeah.
In fact, it increased the rate of... like offense. Yeah. Because
if a doll feels this fucking good...
If you nurture how a great, fetish.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking doll, I think. It's never going to be like...
Yeah.
I don't think any dude who's got like a anime body pillow is going to be like, this is better than a real woman.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. It has its benefits.
They don't yap back.
I can't.
Yeah, I knew you were going there.
They don't yap back. Yeah. They can't go to the police station.
Yeah. They don't have to explain the bruises the next day at work.
Oh, my fucking God.
I can't believe I'm the one making these jokes. Jared fucking Moore on the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, I like to play it safe these days on podcasts because I know what can happen.
You've been burned before.
Yeah. I've been thinking about starting Riff Boys again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
I decided it was getting too successful and I didn't want people seeing it.
Sure, but it was.
Yeah. I mean, we had like 200 consistent listeners, which was all right.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good, yeah.
And, I was.
That's probably in the top 1% of podcasts across the world.
Probably.
When you think about it.
Probably.
For Newcastle.
It's like, Newcastle, it's probably the top podcast.
Yeah.
No, there's like some fuck. I'm sure there's some fucking podcasts made by. So that's the other thing as well, is there's so many podcasts with like fan bases of like 30,000 people.
Yeah.
Which is, you can make a lot of money doing that, and that's a big audience, but you'll never hear of it if you don't know someone who's into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's like
Little Dum Dum Club, like ones like that, where if you're not in the comedy scene, well, the biggest, you're not going to fucking know.
The biggest podcast in the world that makes the most money is that socialist one in America, Chapo Trap House.
Oh, yeah.
And they make about $1 million a year.
Yeah. They're not making more than Rogan, though.
No. No fucking way. But they're the biggest. They're not affiliated with any station. So they're the biggest, like, because I think Joe Rogan has his own thing. He used to be
on Death Squad, but not anymore.
Right. Yeah. Well, they were the. They're like. They're the biggest Patreon podcast. Yeah. That's right.
There's that Patreon tier list where it's like Chapo and Cumtown and fucking
Chapo, Cumtown.
Last podcast on the left, all them fuckers.
And they only have an audience. They're the biggest podcast in the world. They only have an audience of like 500,000.
Yeah, that's still shitloads though.
Yeah, it is like heaps. But it's like no one outside of like podcasting will know who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
If half a million people or even a portion of that are giving a dollar each.
I give them money. I give them money. I give Cumtown money. They're the only two podcasts I give money to.
You're a Chapo? Fuck it, hell. Yeah. I would not have picked
that. I'm heaps into Chapo. I love Chapo. Yeah, it's one of my favorite podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
My favorite's Cumtown, obviously.
Yeah. I've been into the Bastard Radio since that started.
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay. So it's fucking Tim Dillon, Nick Mullen, and Luis Gomez from Legion of Skanks.
That would be a good podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a regular one?
They're doing it like bi-weekly. I think they've got like 3 episodes out now.
That's cool.
They're fucking it's pretty good. Like, Nick is not dead inside on that one. So he's actually riffing again. Yeah. It's not just.
Do you listen to Cumtown as well?
I don't listen to it that much. Right. I've listened to a little bit of it.
I like it. It's
their like classic bits. Hmm. Like, their highlights are very good.
They still have some classic bits. Every couple of episodes, a classic bit comes out. But
yeah,
they're masters of racism.
Yeah,
kings of racism.
Yeah.
They turned it into an art form. Yeah.
But it's not. They're not actually racist. They're like ironically racist.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Cumtown has made me. Cumtown and Legion of Skanks are two podcasts that have made me nearly crash my car laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so fucking, like, laughing to the point where I'm like, I nearly just hit a truck because I couldn't keep my fucking eyes open.
What a way to go.
Honestly, at that point in time, I would have been fine with it.
Yeah, it's always, like, it's also like my phone, like, when I get in my car, my phone automatically connects to my thing and it starts playing whatever I was listening to last. And I have, like, my parents in my car, and then it just comes on, and then Nick Mullen's like, I'm shitting in a woman's pussy or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, that's the thing, that first thing that comes through is, or him going, oh, I'm Chinese, or something like that. Yeah. And it's like, that comes through. That's the first thing they hear, and they go, is this what you listen to?
It's not in context, Mum.
So, Legion of Skanks takes it one step further. They've got Hate Speech the Bear. Have you seen...
Hate Speech
the Bear. So, have you seen American History X?
No.
All right, so...
Seriously, you haven't seen American History X?
No.
Oh, dude.
What's that about? Oh, is that the neo-Nazi movie?
Yeah,
I've seen that.
Yeah, the start, like, he's the postal man, the big fat dude, and he's singing that song.
Yeah.
So, they took that song... They put it in a Build-A-Bear.
Right.
And when you hit it in the stomach, it starts singing about Jews and niggers. And you're just like, Jesus fuck. So then they'll get black people on the show and they'll say, hey, check this out.
That's so funny. That's a good bit.
Oh, man. And then they've got two black babies like continuously 69ing on the table every episode.
Yeah.
It's the most offensive podcast on the planet. So I went on a trip, like a work trip to Brisbane. And I was like, fuck, I'm driving. I'm going to listen to Legion of Skanks. And I just had to warn him. I'm like, look, man, like, it's a little bit blue, but, like, they're not actual racists or anything. And then the whole episode hate speech to the bear, like, N-words, like,
I mean, it's not that bad if you compare it to shit that came before, like, the Howard Stern show, where it'd be, like, just on air, someone's getting sexually assaulted. Yeah. Like, that's just part of the thing. And it's like... Why don't you play with your pussy a little bit over there?
That's a pretty good Howard Stern, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sit on that symbiote.
Yeah, sit on that symbiote and play with your pussy a little bit.
He's a fucking creep.
Yeah, I know. And then they'd have that kid, that guy, Beetlejuice Green or whatever he's called, who's just got microencephaly, where his brain is...
Microencephalitis.
Yeah, that one, where his brain is tiny.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're like spell blue, and he's like CLA or something. And he's like, just
he's got that weird disease where it makes their teeth real big, but their forehead real small.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what makes him real small? He's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah,
like, and he's like,
and they're always angry. They're always down to fight.
Yeah.
And I was watching one of those. I feel bad listening to Come Down or whatever, but then I go on Howard Stern, look at the best bits of Howard Stern. It's like, how much further can you punch down than the most retarded person who's ever existed? Like, you found like they found the one guy who's like the most retarded. I want to know who he votes for as well. They got to ask him like political questions, how he sees the world.
Howard Stern.
No, not Howard Stern. The little retarded man.
The little retarded man.
Yeah, the little retarded man.
Man, I remember listening to Opie and Anthony, and they had the homeless dude with the guitar.
Yeah.
And he's this homeless dude, and he's like always fucking tuning and fiddling with this guitar, and they bring him in.
Is he addicted to heroin or something?
Yeah. He was like not well. And then they like fucking G'd him up so much that he ended up smashing this guitar, and it's the only thing that meant anything to him in his life. And all you heard was heavy breathing, just... And then like Anthony Cumia, like, so that was all you had, wasn't it? He's like, yep. He was like, how do you feel? He was like, it's pretty silly thing to do. He was like, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
That's fucking crazy. And I bet I bet you they didn't pay him a cent.
Oh, no, they gave him like an $800 brand new guitar.
They were like, good after like that. They do something super fucked, but then they like there's that video of Obie jumping on that homeless guy's cake. The cake stomping video, that was like pretty viral.
Pretty funny. Yeah. Literally all you're describing is a really abusive relationship.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Well, they're like, just on the
street. Hey, they bought him, they tormented him and smashed the only thing he loved, and then they gave him a new one.
Yeah.
It's like those fucking YouTube videos that are like, that Mr. Beast dude or whatever he's called.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we're going to smash my friend's car and then I'm going to buy him a new one. And then they just smash his car and he's like, on the verge of tears, and they go, we got you a new car. And then everyone's like, woo! And it's like, that one was fine. Like, why did you... I only needed a car to go to...
You probably had to pay tax on the new car, too.
Yeah, it's like, this... Oh, you got me... I had a cheap car that I could afford, and you got me a $90,000 truck that's going to cost... three times as much to insure.
I can't even afford the insurance on this bitch. Yeah. I'm fucking broke.
Yeah. It's like those little competitions things they have in the supermarket. It's like you can win a Mustang, a Ford Mustang.
Give us your personal info.
Yeah, give your personal info. You might win a Mustang. It's a kids with cancer thing. And it's like, if I ever got this Mustang, it would cost way too much to insure, way too much to put petrol in. Yeah. And then I'd have to sell it. I'd have to sell it, but then I'd feel like I still have to get the car and move it around and stuff. It's like, I feel like I'd just lose money.
You'd probably make money if you just straight up sold it.
Maybe.
But
you'd be able to sell a Mustang, like, straight off, like, no Ks. You'd be able to sell that sucker for at least $20.
Yeah, man. Probably.
Best I can do, $30.
Yeah.
Final offer.
That's funny, though, like, because... those things are a scam to like take all your personal information. Like they make way more money off selling everyone's fucking mobile numbers to
like Chinese terrorists and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, not necessarily just people who want to fucking telemarket.
No such thing as a Chinese terrorist. They killed them all.
We used to get lists from that all the time at the fucking fundraising things, just like from that shit. But
wait, so you worked for one of those companies, and you can confirm they do sell them?
I worked for Mondial, who were like. So there's these different telemarketing companies, and then they hire for like charities. We're doing like Save the Children and like Wildlife Foundation and shit. And I just used to get really stoned in the morning and then jump on the train and go in and raise money for the children because I'm a good dude.
Yeah.
No, I was a piece of shit.
So none of that money ever goes to...
very little.
No, fuck all of it does. It goes to those those telemarketing companies. And I got like a fucking check in the mail a few years ago because they were underpaying all their staff. Yeah. And there was like a fucking inquiry into it, and I got like $200.
They're doing that shit.
That's pretty good.
They're doing that shit during like every major humanitarian crisis that's ever happened. To be like, oh, we raised $38 trillion and 95% of it will go to admin fees and the rest will go to local taxes.
Yeah, what about like the Red Cross bushfire.
Yeah.
What about the fucking cathedral Notre Dame?
Nice try, Mitchell.
Notre Dame.
He's fucking got it. Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame. That's still not finished. They gave them billions of dollars. Still not finished.
Yeah, but it's an old church.
We've got a regular Notre Dame service here.
Fucking, it's an old church, yes, but you've got billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Do you know how many African children you could have bought with that money?
Yeah. Well, they did. That's who's building the church. The African children. That's why it's taking so long, because they fucking suck at building shit. The kids. Because the they're children. Kids, to be clear. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because not because they're black.
But the black probably doesn't help.
Well, that's why you could buy them.
They've got a special going, obviously.
You don't have to feed them much.
Yeah, they're already skinny.
Well, you don't have to feed them at all, because that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look at you weird when you try and give them food.
Yeah,
Yeah, that fucking... all that fucking bullshit was a COVID app as well. I think you put a post up about it. Was like,
oh, the COVID app.
Yeah, how, yeah. Like, you've already given away
all the people who, all the, yeah, the people. It was fucking insane how many people were jumping up and down over that app. I think only like 5 or 6 million people have downloaded it.
Yeah, it's which is completely
heaps. It is heaps, but it's but like it's that's sense. One like, you don't fifth. Have to. That's 1/5 of the country.
Yeah,
Which is heaps. You know, maybe it's, it'll help. Yeah. Maybe it will help. But it's like all the people who are jumping up and down over it, they're like, oh, it's the government's going to track me. It's like they've been tracking you since 9/11. Like,
yeah.
You've been tracked.
Do you remember the metadata that they were talking about? They're like, oh, we won't use it for anything. That's what they're using it for. Yeah. Like, they're tracking us.
What metadata?
Like, you remember the metadata laws years ago? Yeah. It's all that shit.
It's all just stored somewhere, just in case you fuck up.
Anytime you've got location turned on your phone, that's all being used.
Yeah. Feel sorry if I ever get done for anything. Someone has to go through my Pornhub history. It's just fuck.
You don't even have to turn on your location settings on your phone.
Yeah.
Like Google can turn your phone on remotely.
Yeah.
Like it's yeah.
My issue with it is that like if that sort of shit becomes mandatory, that's when I'm like, nah, this is fucked.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like...
I don't have to have a smartphone.
Yeah.
But that's like the tip of the dick that they're going to fuck everyone with eventually. But it's like, what else do you do? Just fucking throw your phone away, go and live in the middle of fucking sticks.
Yeah, I wish, the, build a hut. I wish like, all the fucking... All these entrepreneurs who are coming out about the COVID vaccine, which will never happen because you can't. They're not going to be able to make a vaccine for this COVID thing. But they're saying... With the vaccine, they could just come out and say, hey, we're doing what we normally do with vaccines. We're bringing them out, but fucking Bill Gates is like, and we're putting chips in people's brains.
Yeah.
And it's like, just say the vaccine. Just do the vaccine. Don't be like, oh, and we're also going to be putting, you have to get a tattoo on your wrist as well, like to say that you've had the vaccine. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, last time governments made people have tattoos on their wrists, it didn't work out so well.
No, 200,000 people died last time that happened.
200,000, you reckon?
Yeah, 100,000 people died.
They can't cook that many people.
10 people. Yeah. 10 people were killed.
That was actually pretty funny when they were like talking about how they were like running out of like crematoriums for like all the COVID patients and shit. Yeah. They're like, oh, we can't keep up with the demand. It's like, well, then how did you burn all the Jews back in the day?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
They didn't have the technology back then either.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
Jared's a Holocaust denier.
I'm not a Holocaust denier. I'm just saying, it you know, happened. Only it's like 10 many. People died. That's
right. It was a couple.
Yeah.
It was a big war.
It was an isolated event. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much a camp as it was an empty field with nothing in it. That's what you could say. One could say.
It was fake news.
Yeah, it was fake news.
100%.
Look, the Nazi Germany didn't even exist.
Germany's not a real country, just like Australia isn't.
Yeah. Neither of
like, we're not in Australia right now. Did you guys know that?
There's fucking Americans that don't believe that Australia exists.
I know. It's fucking
crazy.
Man, they don't know how much... Americans don't watch news outside of America, so they have no fucking clue how much better the rest of the world is handling this virus.
Yeah.
The rest of the world, I mean other developed countries.
Because... Oh, hang on, we're doing COVID news, are we? I don't know. Okay. So America, right? We're getting pretty fucked.
That is fucking gold.
There'll be more of those.
Yeah. Oh man, I love it. I love it.
Should we start pulling our eyes back? Is that the next? I can do the accent as well, but.
Oh man.
We have the camera here. If we want full effect, we have to get. Do you have any tape?
Just do it for the Patreon.
Yeah. Extra racism for the Patreon people.
Yeah. The whole visual experience.
Yeah.
But no, America's getting fucked by COVID so hard.
I think it's getting better now. Like they've turned the corner.
They're having like it's like a 9/11 every day.
It's so fucked. It's so bad.
It's
man.
Like 90,000 dead so far.
Yeah,
an extra 1,500 every.
Yeah, day. But the numbers and the numbers are allegedly inflated as well for a lot of that. Like, there'll be a car crash,
but I've also heard
and the person's also test positive.
I've
for
also
COVID.
Heard that the numbers are underinflated. They're not accurately represented because they're not. They're straight up not counting people who weren't tested.
Who the fuck knows? So, really, either way.
Well, like, none of this shit will come out till like decades after COVID happened. But certainly, America, there are a lot of people dying.
Just from what I've seen of like the amount of people protesting and going out and just not giving a fuck about social distancing, it's like, yeah, it's not going to go great for you guys.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Like,
there was people in
Australia.
People
are doing that. People are doing that shit here. They just go on doing whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Like the moment, the other day when restrictions were lifted a little bit, you can have people at your house and you can, what else can you do? You can go to the shops again in small groups and stuff like that. But like, the moment they were lifted, I went to the shops and it was like
just chaos.
Just fucking packed. And all the shops had person limits, but the shopping centers themselves don't. So you have all these people crammed together.
Waiting to get into the shop.
Yeah, waiting to get into the shop, but also just moving around the shopping center. And there's no security or anything making sure that there's not... They don't reach capacity inside the shops. Because I tell you, there's way more people not in shops than are in shops at any time. In a shopping center, it's not built. They're not built for. They're built for cramming as many people in there. So I can guarantee when there's going to be like a second wave, it'll happen at a Westfield or a Stockland or something.
Well, there was a second wave down in Victoria, I'm pretty sure, and it was like a McDonald's. It came from a McDonald's. Like, one of the workers had COVID, and I'm like, if that's how I'm going to die, I'll die in doing what I love. Getting McDonald's and fast food. Fuck, I love Macca's.
Who's hanging out at Macca's during a pandemic?
Fucking mad dogs, that's who.
Yeah.
Cunts who do not give a fuck. Mm. The kind of person you'd want to fuck your mum.
Is your mum not doing well since...
Yeah, look...
Look, man, I can step up if you need me to.
She's pretty lonely since Dad died.
I'm willing to fill those shoes.
Yeah, no worries.
She listens to this too.
Yeah,
she
does.
She's gonna fucking kill me.
I hope so.
And maybe fuck me.
One or the other. Maybe both. That's how Dad died.
She fucked him to death.
Yeah, it wasn't cancer.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Oh, God.
Made all that time in the hospital we spent together real awkward.
Fucking hell.
That is fucked. But you written any new bits?
Oh, yeah, bits. I was, like, I've been trying, but, fucking. I've just been trying to fix the shit that I've, like, been trying to write.
Yeah.
I was doing that whole bit about, like, shaving and fucking, like, women not shaving their pussies and that whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's real highbrow comedy. Mm. It's the way to go, I feel.
Yeah.
Hey, then, I'm not going to diss it. At this point, 75% of my act is bestiality.
Yeah.
So,
but
it just turned out that way.
For, like, this is not to kiss you on the dick or anything, but probably the best joke about bestiality I've ever heard.
Oh. Mitch doesn't watch much comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look,
no, it's pretty good. The chicken bit's
chicken bit's great.
But, I'm turning that one back on myself. About the shaving thing, so I'm gonna like come out and make the crowd think that I'm talking about women and how they don't shave and like attacking them,
and then you're gonna reveal that you're in fact have a vagina.
Yes, exactly, and that I don't shave it.
Yeah,
and that people don't want to go down on my little boy pussy.
Do you remember when you? I don't know if you've spoken about this, but that time you said tranny on stage.
Oh yeah, I did that a whole bunch.
Oh okay, cool. That was top 10 favorite moments in stand up comedy.
You love that bit.
Yeah, when you said tranny in the context of, it wasn't like a transphobic thing. It was like you were like, I want to have sex with them.
Yeah, I was explaining
it's
that.
It's because you said the word tranny, this dumb bitch in the audience was like,
yeah, she got triggered.
Now's the time.
It was what every comedian wants to happen.
Here's
to
what I've been training for was, 4 years at uni doing a degree for.
She was dating the MC, whatever the fuck his name was. She was dating a stand-up comedian from Sydney.
It's like, how do you do that and then not and be so offended? jokes.
You really can't have like
in context.
Incredibly thin skin like that. And who cares? Like,
it's fucking open mic.
Who are you saving? But yeah.
The funny part was, she was like, oh, I'm a fucking expert at this type of shit.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Like, what, at fucking comedy?
Dude, I was next to you that whole time.
Yeah, you were just soaking it up. Just like, yeah. Yes.
I moved silently over to where they were arguing, and I was like, just listening, because it was like good content for me. Yeah. And I was just listening to what she was saying. She was like, I'm an expert. And it's like, what are your qualifications? She's like, I study this at uni. It's like, through
that
what,
actually
through
means
what
you're
degree.
Not an expert.
Yeah. Well, it means you're learning. You're training. But also, that assumes that it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Which gender studies is fake. It's not a real degree. It's a bullshit. It's a fake degree. Yeah. It's not a real degree.
It's like a degree in memes. Like, yeah. They're doing that. It's just to take your money.
It's totally fucking meaningless. Yeah. It's like, you do a degree to be a doctor, do a degree to be an engineer, do a fucking degree in philosophy or politics. They're all real things.
Yeah.
And then it's just gender studies is like, that's like one lesson in a politics course.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
That they've expanded into a whole degree, basically.
You just be like, sometimes men and women don't get along. And
oh, you can't say that. That's you can't say men and women don't get along.
Yeah, because sometimes the men are women.
Men and women, Mitchell.
Yeah, because that gives two genders. That's giving men and women specific traits.
Yeah,
and you can't give women or men specific traits that separate them outside of the context.
Fuck, it must be confusing because you got to be so vague around, like, you're in gender studies, but you can't actually name the genders you're using. So you just got to be like.
It's like constantly tap dancing on eggshells, but
yeah,
it's all gonna fucking crumble underneath itself.
It is already.
No one takes it. No one takes it seriously anymore. The time when people were going, the time when people were going off about like SJWs get triggered by Ben Shapiro or whatever, all that shit. That was way back in like 2015, 2016.
That's a dead meme.
That's when that shit was happening when Donald Trump was like gonna go. That's when all that culture war bullshit was happening.
Yeah.
And then after Donald Trump got into office, that everyone was just like, well.
Turns out the majority aren't those people.
Yeah, and it was also like, well, talking about that shit doesn't help anyone.
Yeah.
Is what turned out. Because it's like, you can be whinging about not using the right one of the 67 genders while there's this guy who's like, well, I'm homeless, so what are you going to do about that?
Yeah, and Trump's like, I'll get you a job.
Yeah.
Building the wall.
Okay. And then the liberals will be like, oh, he misgendered that homeless person or something. Yeah. It's like, all right, well.
But they're the vocal minority. They really are. Like, how often do you actually come across someone who's, like, proper, like, fucking angry in your face? Like, Ethan hit the fucking jackpot with that crazy bitch. Because you'd never, ever meet, like, I know people who are, like, pretty far left-leaning. And even they, like, are, like, that's just
because
ridiculous.
It's, like, real, like, people who are in the... people who are in the real politics and politics of class and economics and whatnot. You know, I consider myself one of those people. I studied politics at university. I usually refer to myself as like a democratic socialist, normally, or a national socialist.
Nazi.
I'm an enlightened centrist myself, actually.
I'm an enlightened centrist, too.
I'm fat.
I love that subreddit because it's just so fucking dumb.
But like, that outside of real politics, people don't take any of that like gender bullshit seriously.
No.
Because it's like, it's so irrelevant to the average person.
And it's hypocritical in a way. Like, all that shit, it always comes back to like backfire and blow up in your face. Because you can't have one set of rules for one minority and then a different set of rules for the majority. So it always just fucking crumbles. There was like a huge internet drama thing that happened the other day. Some like trans chick who like dresses up as a deer or something like that. And like Twitch streams, and then she was like going off about how like white gamers are fucking white supremacists and all this shit.
Yeah, but they are.
But she doesn't get banned.
Yeah,
because
it's
white people. So it was like, and now it's sort of like turning where everyone's
but
like,
it's also
fuck
like
this bitch.
There are heaps of like white gamers who are white supremacists. There's heaps of different types of people in there. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like
but most people,
if someone's
fucking, it's anonymous.
The fucking. If someone's been racist on 4chan or. Being racist on fucking Xbox Live, they either don't mean it, or if they do mean it, Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It's some.
I think the majority of them do it just to stir the pot. Yeah,
it's some loser who lives in a basement, yeah, and they're not going to be like, they're not going to be doing anything with it. You know? Yeah. They're not going to become politicians. They're probably not going to shoot up a school or a mosque.
Oh, maybe. You know? It depends on which country.
Yeah, it depends if it's, you know, maybe on 4chan they do that, yeah, sometimes, but.
Yeah. The ridiculousness of it is the fact that they're like, you can't talk. If you've got a point of view that we find abhorrent or don't agree with, you're not allowed to talk. And it's like, it does the complete opposite of what they want. Like, if you want people to not be racist, you need to talk to them about their views. Is that like, there's this fucking black dude in America. I can't remember his name, but
let's just call him the N-word.
Yeah. Mr. N-word.
This is a place where N-word, yeah,
Jim. N-word Jim. He's converted like over 200 fucking white supremacists, and what, he did, yeah, it by like, just being friends with them. Like, he's just a black dude.
Like, they're gay now? Was that?
Yeah, like gay, yeah, conversion.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah,
he's like, they're now white.
They're, yeah, no longer. Oh, they're still white supremacists, but now they're gay. Which, you know, that cancels out. If you're one type of minority, it cancels out any other bad thing that you are.
Yeah.
There was that Family Guy bit. It was like, the chicks at the bar or some shit, like watching porn on a phone. Dude's like, you can't watch porn on your phone at the bar. Oh, actually, I'm transgender. Oh, okay then, just do whatever you want.
That's pretty funny.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Nail on the head.
What time are we at there?
I meant to tell you my bit as well.
Oh, yeah. It's your bit. Go ahead.
I was fucking my wife the other night.
Ew.
And yeah. And I was like a little bit puffed afterwards, but she had a great time, like a really good time.
Oh,
like,
is that the joke? Is that?
Yeah. But she's like, oh wow. I'm like, yeah, I might be a fat fuck, but I fuck with like a skinny dude with asthma.
Nice.
That's your bit.
Yeah, that's my bit.
I think it needs some work, champ.
Tanya was like, oh my god, that is the best thing ever. She was even talking it up. Fucked. Yeah. She was even talking it up yesterday. Wait till you hear the podcast and Mitch's new bit. And I was like, oh no.
It's hilarious, dude. I can't wait to hear you do it on stage. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Do you have the fucking breaking comedy book thing?
No.
Where it's like talking about like setups, punchlines, how to write jokes, that shit.
I can't read, so.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. Forgot you're retarded.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that's a fucking hour. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Jared.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Sorry. My mum sent me a text. She said it's my uncle's birthday and I have to be there for some reason.
Oh, fuck.
So,
you got places to be.
Got places to be with my bloody. Got to hang out with my uncle. He's having a BBQ, as they call it.
Ah, yeah. The old Barbie.
Yeah, the old Barbie.
Well, don't catch corona.
Don't get touched by your uncle.
Oh, very good.
Why would they invite him then?
Yeah, on a real note, he used to viciously rape me.
Well, you'll be happy to see.
You'll be happy to know that
he
blasted my asshole out as a child.
Oh, he went to town on me.
Yeah.
Just full.
But since I've grown up, he's no longer into that thing. Yeah, yeah. So we can have a real relationship now.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, save the best bits for the end. That's fucking classic. Yeah,
just cut it down. Do you cut this down?
We cut down the audio that goes out.
Yeah, mostly me just tripping over my own words. Yeah.
It does get edited.
We did that with Riff Boys. We'd always just cut out.
Because if there's dead air and shit, no one wants to fucking hear that.
Nah.
And no one's a professional at this fucking level. Nah. But the raw footage does go out on Patreon with the video. So you guys, the Patreon listeners, get the full fucking shit, N-words and all.
Very good.
No, we don't bleep any N-words. I'm going to say the N-word.
Do you bleep? You don't bleep out the N-words?
No. Why?
No, I bleep.
Listens to this shit.
The only time we said the N-word on Riff Boys was once, and I did it as like a... So, because... Riff Boys is no longer on the internet at all. If I started again, I might put it all back up. But the one episode where I did say the N-word was one of the funniest because it was like Elliot was on or Luke was on and one of them said something funny that was racist. And we're laughing at that. And I was like, oh, you think that's racist? How about this? Beep! just a long bleep. You heard the N and then beep. I did say the word on air, and then it was just like probably 2 minutes of them just cackling and being like, Jesus, fuck, man. Just fuck. And they were like, you've got to get off the air. And it was like, and then a notification came up on my phone that I had put in, because I was planning on saying the N-word that episode. And the notification on my phone, I'd actually put a calendar event that was like, delete the N-word from the episode. Like, that's a notification that repeats weekly.
We need one of those for this show, I feel. It's getting a bit fucking off the rails.
I knew this episode was going to be special.
Yeah.
Every episode you're on is special, champ.
Yeah. It was good. I had fun.
You should upload fucking Riff Boys again.
Yeah.
Sounds like good shit. That. I'd like to check that one out.
Yeah.
Just the N-word episode.
Just the N-word episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Killer.
Right. Love yous. Bye.